you might have heard the phrase peak oil, the idea that in any oil drilling operation, production eventually peaks and declines. We recently heard another phrase, peak stuff. The idea is that people in the West just don't need to buy more candle holders or coffee tables. And the man who suggests we have hit peak stuff is an executive at IKEA, the company that fills our homes with stuff. IKEA's chief sustainability officer, Steve Howard, joins us on the line now. Welcome.
Hi.
What did you mean when you said the West has hit peak stuff?
If you look at things like oil, well, actually oil sales have peaked in the US, in Western Europe. Beef sales have pretty much peaked. Sugar sales have pretty much peaked. You can see trends in things like cars where young people, they're getting their driving licenses either later or not getting them at all. This trend's very broad across society. I didn't actually say peak candle holders, but I was talking about the broader trend. And, you know, we're a business and we sell home furniture and we're not immune from that trend. Obviously, you know, there are still people who don't have, who have very limited means, who would like, you know, significantly more stuff. But broadly, you saw a tremendous expansion in consumption in people's livelihoods through the 20th century. And the use of stuff is plateauing out.
Does the idea of peak stuff in the West suggest that IKEA will be pulling back from the US and some Western European countries as you expand in developing countries?
No. We still want to meet more customers and to make ourselves much more accessible. So we'll actually expand in the US and still in most markets in Europe. And
but help me understand how you expand in countries like the US when you think that people are going to be buying less and less stuff.
I don't think we're there yet. You know, my comment about peak stuff was if you take the total material impact of society in the West, it's probably just about peaked. But then if you'd say, well, we exist in that world too. But what we'll make sure that we do is, you know, we will always say we'd like to act in the best interests of our customers.
Part of IKEA's brand seems to be affordability, which some people think of as disposability. It's hard to imagine that somebody is going to spend $30 on a chair and pass that chair along to their children.
We found that to be largely not true. In Sweden, we did a trial with a take back of plastic garden furniture. It was all going to be recycled. And people only brought broken plastic furniture. People brought back stuff that they were really done with. It was not just IKEA furniture, it was very broad. People worry about, they want to actually find a secondary market for their IKEA products, actually. So people find channels themselves, and you find that the products get handed on.
Are you suggesting that rather than people sell their used IKEA furniture on Craigslist or eBay, you would like them to come back to IKEA and, I don't know, trade it in for a new model or something like that?
We started a service in about 20 countries around the world where we'll help facilitate mattress recycling. Because one of the big things is, you know, you can think about a mattress. How long do you want a mattress to last? So we've frequently got mattress guarantees of 20, 25 years, and that's probably long enough. But people find it difficult. You know, you're worried about how do you dispose of a mattress? So we've really focused on making sure we can have mattresses where we can secure the recycling so it can be turned into another mattress or into other sort of products. And in France and in Belgium, we've got something called Second Life. And there, actually, customers can send in photographs of products. They'll get an offer for a gift voucher, $30 for your Billy bookshelf or whatever. You bring the product to the store, you get your gift voucher. It's then sold at that price, as is. So a customer that comes in and actually is happy with that product can take it away.
That's Steve Howard, Chief Sustainability Officer at IKEA. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.